You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. So today's officially a Happy Taco Tuesday. Hi, everyone. Welcome to LA Talk Radio and Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Happy Taco Tuesday once again. Hope everybody has had an amazing weekend and week so far.
Yes. And so it's kind of a reminder that, you know, enjoy life, not take everything so seriously, and don't watch charts all the time. Like, things always bounce back and go touch grass. So in our Web3 that we always talk about, touching grass, quote unquote, touching grass means like getting outside, spending time with family and friends, like doing things that you normally don't do. Like, we've talked about that a lot lately, and like experiencing different things, taking up new hobbies, and then like the markets will come back. So that's just what happens. This is, if you look back historically, we always come back. There's always a rhyme and a reason on why things happen the way that they do. But in the interim, like, don't let it take effect or take hold of your life. It's giving you that downtime that you need so that you're not doing things 24/7, that you're able to experience life and you're able to try other things too.
Exactly. Trying new things, exploring, going out with family, touching grass. Yes, and that does mean sometimes actually touching grass. If you haven't touched it in a while, then it's definitely good to go and touch it. Ground yourself a little bit, take a walk through a forest, go to a beach, enjoy the weather. It's some beautiful time.
Hey, and grass is green. So the more grass we touch, then maybe the greener the charts will be.
That's the hope, right? The more grass, the more green. So if everybody goes and touches grass at the same time, the markets will go green, and there'll be a big green candle on all the charts.
Yeah, we'll explain what's going on in the markets, and why we're optimistic at the end of the segment. But I think the beginning of the segment, we like kind of just need to chill and take a break and like have fun again, because everybody's been working so hard and everybody's been grinding and working and like focusing and doing all these things, but like, are you actually spending time to have fun too? Like, what is it worth if you're not having fun? Right? Like if you grind and you work all the time and you make money, like, when are you spending time to make them, like, on the money that you made? Right?
Yeah, exactly. If you spend all your time working, then there's no time to have fun with the reason why you're working. And if the reason why you're working is to spend time with your family more, to go on vacations with them, to buy things that you've always wanted, if you don't have the time to do it, then there's no point.
Yeah, but like, you can still work. It's just like, there's a life balance, right? There's a work-life balance. There's a play hard, work hard balance. And I think the markets are doing this so that we all can take a break and like appreciate what we have and do the things that you love to do. And like, when you're doing them and then all of a sudden the markets bounce back, you're refreshed and ready to go again.
I think that's the best part, is the markets are doing it at such almost like a perfect time. For me, people in Canada, it's March break now. It's like the perfect week. Everyone in Canada can take a break and sit back and relax, and it's like, it's the perfect time for things to happen. And during the week, this weekend, everyone can step back, take a break, go to your favorite place with your family or your friends, relax, kick back. If you drink, have a few drinks, just really enjoy yourself and connect with who you really are and what you want to do.
Yeah, so it's called spring break in the States.
Spring break.
Yeah, so spring break is like 6 weeks up until Easter and 6 weeks after Easter, and then they stagger it all over the States so that everybody doesn't take vacation on the exact same time.
You guys have it more sorted out.
Yeah. So it's like staggered, so like some schools in California will be like 2 weeks before or the week of, and then other schools in California will be 2 weeks after, and then colleges will be a different time, and high schools will be a different time. And so they stagger out spring break so that you don't have the whole entire states taking break off at the same exact time and flooding all the vacation areas.
That would be
But it's called,
funny.
yeah, but it's called spring break. So it's basically like the interim, you know, we have our holidays, Christmas and December and New Year's and stuff like that. So that's like the winter break. And then it's the spring break. And then it's summer. And then fall
Ooh.
break, right? So I'm ahead of ourselves on 2025 already, but.
We're looking forward to the summer and then winter
But.
break.
But today is Tuesday, so Tuesday there's a lot of things that go on Tuesday. Booking travel is cheaper. You don't want to
Yes.
book on a holiday, so we're not quote unquote officially a holiday yet because we're still March. So for the states, isn't officially a holiday. I know Canada it is,
Yep.
but so like air is super cheap right now, right? And if
Yeah.
you book out for the summer and you plan out your vacations for the summer or for the fall or whatever, you're getting cheap air. And then they just announced Hawaii flights for $100 again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where's that
So
from?
like LA to Hawaii is like $100. Las Vegas to Hawaii is $100. Like all the West Coast, so San Francisco, all the states on the West Coast to Hawaii are like 100. But then going like LA to Miami, I'm finding them under $100 also. So,
Oh my God. It's time
yeah.
to go somewhere tropical and warm. It's time to book it. That's what I'm
Right.
hearing.
Yeah. And hurricane season doesn't start officially, quote unquote, till September, but it hit early last year in July when I was stuck in a hurricane.
So
Yeah. So if
book
you
around
go, so
that.
if you go, you go Miami or Caribbean, like now's a good time up until July. So that's a benefit. And then the weather's warm. So, like if you're going into Phoenix, the weather is about 80. If you're in Nevada, the weather's about 80. Anywhere inland, it's about 70 to 80. Coastal, it's like 65 right now. But it's still beautiful. I mean, like the thing I love about like my home base is California, it's SoCal and SunCal, like Central Cal, and everything is green everywhere. So like after we had all these major fires, with the rain finally came, and then after the rain came, everything became green again, and it's so beautiful right now. So like you see everything that's green, and then you see the water that's blue. You know, it kind of looks like Ireland almost around here, but.
Do you guys have the potatoes too?
Well, no potatoes, a lot of agriculture. So
Yeah,
they have rain again, but yeah, so like everything's beautiful again and it's spring. So and spring is always like optimistic. It's growth. It's time for, you know, everything to flourish.
what's the
So
saying? Spring showers bring May flowers. Is that it?
yeah, so we have spring showers right now along the coast.
Yeah, so this it's the month to grow. It's the month to like feed off of like nature, right? Like rain obviously is for the plants, but feed off of nature, touch grass.
Touch grass. So anybody who doesn't know what touch grass is it's a slang in Web3, it's a slang in crypto, it's a slang in the financial markets, and it's gone over into all the other meme culture too. Like touching grass means taking a break. It means like going out with nature instead of being stuck on your computer, stuck on your cell phone. Like go away from your electronics and do things that are outdoors or nature orientated or beach or the grass, like basically nature is grass, like going in, you know, camping or taking a walk or just like going to the beach, doing something that's nature orientated versus like staring at your screen all day long because we're screen creatures basically. You know, as long as we have our cell phone, we can be attached to the Wi-Fi or internet 24/7, and sometimes we all need to take a break. We're going to tell you why it's optimistic in a few minutes, but we kind of like wanted you all to ground yourself literally again, right? You know, like we work all the time. Like everybody works all the time. We're always grinding. We're always like going for the next thing. We're always going for our next goal, building out new technology, you know, thinking that there's not enough time in the day, that we're always going to work for the next thing, but if you're working all the time, you're not appreciating what you have at this very moment, and you're not grateful for what you have at this very moment, then like, what are you working for? Right? By the time you finish everything, there's always going to be another goal. There's always going to be another thing to reach for. So like, if you don't appreciate where you are at this moment, like, what are you doing? What are you working for? So that's touching grass.
The answer to that question would be just to keep working. You're working just to keep working.
No. I mean, the benefit of like being on a cell phone with Wi-Fi or having your laptop is you can be anywhere in the world and still do what you want to do. And I know like a lot of different jobs and a lot of different positions right now are asking them to go back to the office. So they're not necessarily going back to the office 5 days a week, but they're going back to the office like 1 or 2 days a week. So like that gives you that, you know, appreciation that you had that freedom before and you, did you take advantage of it, right? Like, did you work from wherever you could? Because you had that freedom before. You could have been anywhere in the world in the last 5 years working. And now everyone's going back to the office, but you had that freedom. You had that opportunity to be anywhere in the world and still work.
Did you work in Greece? Did you work in Italy?
I did.
I know you did. I know you did. You took
in
advantage
Australia,
of it.
Australia, Fiji, Hawaii.
Everywhere.
Right?
Other people take the advantage? Did you take the advantage of that opportunity?
Right. And if you haven't, go do it now before you have to go back to the office. So here's the thing. We're going to explain why we're optimistic on what's going on in the markets. Like, everybody's crying wolf. Everybody's saying the sky is falling. But we know the master plan on why things are going the way they are. So we're optimistic. If you always watch cycles and you see what happens repetitively, like in the cycles, like how things play out, there's always a strategy behind everything. There's always a cause and an effect behind everything. There's a reason why things happen in the markets the way they do. And the markets react emotionally, but they are trying to make the markets react emotionally, and there's a reason why. And yeah. Hopefully certain people are listening and other people are like, we know what's going on in the markets, so we're optimistic and we're like taking a pause on certain things, but we're working behind the scenes on other things, because when the markets go soft, you build, right?
Yeah.
And then when the markets are robust and they're going crazy, which we anticipate happening with like the next 30 days, you're ready to go. You took that rest break before and then you push. And so we'll explain why we're optimistic in the markets. And if you look at cycles and what happens in cycles, you can predict what's going to happen in the market.
Exactly. And the current cycle, it's, and we've done our research, and but obviously this, everything that we're about to say is not financial advice. Do your own research, consult your financial advisor before you take action. But we found some pretty interesting information over the past few weeks now. And it's
the last 24 hours.
24 hours has been monumental.
Well, tell you, we've been studying the cycles and the financial markets and looking behind the scenes for the last, since August, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Because we see the 3-month cycles. But in the last 24 hours, we have some other things that
very insightful information.
And it's more, and it more compounds like what we've already discovered. So it,
exactly.
But we're not going to give that information out. We're just going to give you what we anticipate is going to happen in the markets because of the information that we have been researching for the last 7 months. I've been trading since 2016 in crypto. So like, if you go back to all the cycles and you go back to historicals and you go back to politics and when elections happen and when there's a recession and when there's inflation, when rates go up, when rates go down, like what dictates in the market, you understand the cycles. Like, everything repeats itself. Everything's predictable. There's historicals. You understand the market. And I've been in talking in like in our holder chat, and I've been talking in our TG exactly what I'm anticipating going to happen. And we talked about it, what, like not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, that we anticipated a rally, and the rally came up 30%, and then they all profit took on Monday. So that's like normal. That's what happens. And so we're seeing other things that are going on in the market, and we're predicting like the key times, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but there's key times in the market. So everything's like on sale right now. Everything is like wholesale. You're never going to time the market exactly at the bottom, and you're never going to time the market exactly on the top. If you could buy a house at the lowest amount and sell it at the highest amount, you have to like wait it out. But if you're like doing dollar cost average, or you're getting in close to the bottom and you're selling close to the top, you're always going to be ahead. But if you have to time it exactly, then you have to wait out time. So there's key things that are happening in the market that we anticipate having a lot of positive things going on in the next 30 days. And I'll give you out those key time frames on why and what's going to be happening. But if you look back in historicals and you look back on conditions and you look back at charts, you'll understand why it's doing what it's doing.
Yes. And in some of these key times, they line up exactly. And it's scary because of past trends. We pride ourselves in creating strategies and following them and being strict to them. But we also see these patterns in, for example, the government. And we see patterns within people's buying patterns and selling patterns and everything. So we can understand when things are about to happen. And we look for these because people are creatures of habit, and they follow patterns. And it's easy to predict them once you find them. And you can confirm it with multiple, like on multiple different occasions. Then you understand what's happening. And you can predict what they're going to do in certain instances based on, for example, what's one of the major thing that's coming up is the Fed meeting. And I think we can kick it off by talking about that and what really is leading up to that and what's going on with the markets leading up to it. Elizabeth is probably on a water break. So basically, Fed on the 19th. I believe that's the correct date. And it's... Oh, there we go. I knew you were on a water break.
I don't know if it's me that they can't hear or...
Oh, no.
Was it me or you that I couldn't hear?
You were muted.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, so you started to cut out, and I guess it's my Wi-Fi. So, of course, I'm traveling again. What else is new?
Not nothing.
What else to say? I did apply for Starlink beta on T-Mobile, so I should have that soon. So I should have Starlink wherever I go, which is great.
Yay.
Right? I haven't just officially added it onto my phone
yet.
Yeah. To all my phones or to my laptop and stuff. So I'm going off of the travel Wi-Fi right now, but that's okay. So before we go into that, though, like we were talking about Touchgrass, right?
Yes.
So we are supposed to have fun in the beginning of the segment. And then we'll go into why you should have fun now, because what's going to happen next, right?
Okay.
So having fun now, right? So we always say, like, find your passion, touch grass. We told you what touch grass is. Go spend time with family and friends. Like, enjoy your life. Be happy for what you're doing right at this moment. Be grateful for what you have right at this moment. If you let the financial markets affect you, then you're not going to appreciate what you already have. You know, like we've been grinding. We take a pause. The financial markets do what they do so that people can take a pause. Like, people can't work 24/7 all the time. You all have to like appreciate it, take the pause, and then when it comes back into full effect, you're rested and ready to go. So like, traveling is an opportunity right now. Trying out new things is an opportunity right now. So there's a study that was done that says that most people will go to 25 of the same places all the time. Like, you, if you think about it, so just think about this right now. think about what gas station you all go to. You probably go to the same gas station. And when you're on a road trip, you pick the same gas station, right? It's familiarity. If you go out to dinner, you probably go to the same restaurant all the time or the same group of restaurants all the time. If you go to get your coffee, you probably pick the same coffee place every single time. If you go to the grocery store, you probably go to the same grocery store all the time. So if you look at 25 places that you go to the same 25 places all the time.
That's surprising and scary because it's true.
Right. So think about it. Think about, like, if you go to visit a city that you normally go to visit. So say you go on a vacation, you probably go to the same restaurant. You go to the same club. You go to the same pool. You go to the same spot, the same beach every single time you go there. If you go on a road trip, think about the stops at like your 3-hour mark or your 2-hour mark on your midway on your road trip. You probably stop at the same exact gas station. You probably stop at the same fast food location on your road trip. If you go into town on some place that you visit normally, you probably go to the same restaurants, the same pool, the same everything every single time you go. Because familiarity is human nature.
I need to step out of my comfort zone. That's like a wake-up call.
Everybody has to step out of their comfort zone, right? So, yeah. Like, if you go on a road trip, next time, stop at a different gas station. If you go on a road trip, stop at a different fast food. Like, instead of getting McDonald's, get Chipotle. Or, like, instead of getting, I don't know, Carl's Jr., get Panda Express. You know, like, instead of getting gas at the normal gas place, get gas at another gas station. Like, try something different. That's just, like, one thing. If you're visiting a location, like, there's places that I've lived at and that I always visit and always is always my home base, but I always go to the same restaurants, the same gas stations, go to the same car wash, go to the same beaches, like go to a different beach. Like if you live along the coast, there's about 50 different spots that you can go and access the beach if you live along the coast. If you go visit the coast, everyone goes to the main place. Like they go to the pier or they go to the cove or they go to the harbor. Go to the little inlets where the houses are and like see it from a different perspective. And then you can get a different view and there's less people. Like go try something different. If you go out to eat and you go to the same, like my favorite food, Mexican food. So and you go to the same Mexican food restaurant every single time, try a different one. Like step out of your comfort zone. Like you'll see life from a different perspective. But we are creatures of habits and we do the same 25 things over and over and over and over again. You can write a list of all the places you go and it'll probably stack up to 25 places. And like maybe you'll have a random 1, 2, or 3, but whatever you do, it's the same 25 places over and over again.
So what I'm hearing is I need to go and I need to live somewhere else so I can things and explore different places and try new foods. That's part of it, right? That's part touching grass, exploring and trying new things, seeing new places, different perspectives, new ways of living. It everywhere you go, it's going to be different,
right? And new people too. Like the new people come into your life, new perspectives. You see things differently. You try new things. You expand who you are as a person. You become a more evolved person. You know, you're not just living in your normal 9-to-5, go home, watch TV, go to bed, wake up, drink your coffee, go back to work. Like you're trying out little new different things. And when you try out new things, new opportunities come forward too.
Yeah. If you usually order food in and you like ordering your food in, try a new app, right? There's I think hundreds of apps now that people use. Or if you order from an app, try ordering directly from the restaurant. You never know what you're gonna do. Like, try something new, try a new experience. It's never a bad thing,
right? And if you're a beer drinker and you always drink Corona. Try an 805 if you're like a tequila drinker and you always drink like, I don't know, Comartivo. Try like Gold or something, 1800. If you always drink the same type of coffee, like, so say you get like a mocha every single day, try another one. Try like a cream brulee or a pink drink or something different. Like, try something different. Like, we're creatures of habit. That's like what gets us stuck in a rut. That's why our life maybe isn't exciting. Like, that's why we settle, because we're so used to our habits and we don't want our habits to change. Like, the biggest thing people are afraid of is change. They're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of venturing out. They're afraid of like moving outside of their bubble. They're afraid of trying new things. And so if you're exploring and you're trying new things, and like, if you have ice cream and your favorite flavor is Rocky Road, like, try strawberry or something, you know? Ooh. Like, try something different. Like I'm a Mexican food fanatic. I love, 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 love Mexican food. But my, like, go-to is always, like, a cheese enchilada, chile rellenos, and a taco. Like, those are my three type of things. I'll either have cheese enchiladas that day, or I'll have chile rellenos that day, or I'll have tacos that day. But, like trying new things, you know, like try chile verde or try, you know, like pescadora or something like that. So like, try something different. I have tried those too, so I eat those too. So steak ranchero, like, I eat them all, but like, still, those are my go-tos.
What's the, you know, one with like the goat meat or something?
A what?
Someone, one of them has goat meat.
No, not out here.
No, okay. I watch too many TV shows.
Try a different TV show. No, just kidding.
You know which one I've been watching.
I don't know any. Well, I haven't experienced it. It may be possible, but in California, I haven't had any Mexican food with goat meat ever.
Oh man.
Okay. So I mean, it may exist. I just don't know about it. I'm just ignorant. But you know, you never know.
I've been lied to by a TV show. It's fine. It happens.
No. But so like, the biggest thing too is like, people settle, right? Like, if you don't have other experiences and you don't know what else is out there, people settle. They like don't want change. They're happy with what they're doing and they don't want change. And so if you don't want change, you're just going to be satisfied with what you have, and you don't know that there's something better. There's something that's going to excite you. There's something that's going to make you excited to wake up. Like, there's something that's going to make you excited to go out and like walk to the beach. There's something that makes you excited to go to the gym. There's something that's excited to make you experience a new food, a new place. But if you're used to your old routine and you just do your old routine over and over and over and over and over again, and you're in the same groups over and over and over and over again, and you have the same opinions over and over and over again, like, how are you supposed to know that maybe you discover your passion something somewhere else? Like, how would you not know that you're settling? How would you not know that there's something adventurous out there to try? Like, taking baby steps and just changing your coffee, or taking a baby step and going to a different gas station, or taking a baby step and trying a different food, or changing your travel to somewhere else. Like, once you get there, like, your biggest fear on the opposite side of your biggest fear is usually your biggest passion.
For you, it was flying, right?
Right. For me, I used to be scared of flying. I was scared of flying, so I took ground school for pilot license like twice. I took weather and so I could understand like how a plane works. And then I ended up flying like 35 countries. And I did one trip where I flew 45 hours in 7 days.
Now that's inspiring too.
I mean, I didn't personally fly it. I was on the plane, but you know, just to be clear on that one.
You didn't fly the plane.
No, I didn't fly the plane that time, but yeah, but I was on the plane, on different planes for 45 hours. But yeah, like, your biggest fear on the opposite side of your biggest fear is usually your biggest passion. So whatever you fear in life right at this moment, you're scared of life, and you take that leap of faith and try it, it's probably going to be the thing that excites you the most. That's your biggest passion that you didn't even know exist. So like, don't settle in life. Step out of your comfort zone and just try something else.
You know, that was very deep. We're supposed to be about touching grass, but that got really deep and really philosophical.
I see so many people just like settle for their life because they think, okay, this is it. This is how it's supposed to be. And they don't experience anything else. And they're scared to like step out of it. They're scared of the unknown. They're scared of like risk. They're scared of reward. They're scared of like living their passion. They're living their life for their parents. They're living their life for their family. They're living their life what everybody thinks that they should be. But at the end of the day, you know, like when it all comes to it, the thing that people most regret is like they didn't live their life. They didn't love deeply. They didn't explore. They didn't travel. They didn't try things out. They didn't tell their friends and family and relationships that they love them. That those are the things that people regret. You can't take your money with you. You can't take, you know, your possessions with you. You can only take your experiences and who you became as a person with you, right? So, yeah. So, I mean, like, people have to rethink and regroup when we go through different things in life. What is important?
What's important, but also what can you seek out? What new experience? What new joy can you find from life? Right, like you don't want to fly, then you love flying. You right? don't want to swim in the ocean, then you become a scuba diver. Right. it works in mysterious ways. The thing that
you're and if you sit around and sulk and complain about the world, and you're not living your life, like what are you doing, right? You can't complain exactly. about other people not doing what you want them to do if you're not doing what you want to do.
Exactly. I used to be scared out of my mind to talk to people. I used to be super introverted. Now we're on a radio show.
Right.
It works in mysterious ways. And it's all about taking those risks. You never know what you're going to like. It may not be the first thing that you try, but you're going to find it. You're going to find that joy. You're going to find that happiness. And it just takes risks and stepping out of your comfort zone, going to new places, touching grass, and living life and utilizing what you're working for to its fullest. You're working to be happy. You're working for a better life. Use it to actually have a better life, to explore the new things, to try the new things, and to find the joy.
Yeah, and it applies in all areas of our life. And I'm just bringing it up now because when the markets tumble and things go red, this is just normal cycles. But what people like to do is they like to complain about it instead of, you know, this is that time that it's giving you that freedom to do the other things that you want to do. If you're focused on the negativity and you're sulking and you're complaining, when it's going to bounce back, it always bounces back. Like if you look at the stock market historically, it always makes like an 8 to 12% annual average over like a 5 to 10 year period. So if you always can see that this is a normal cycle and then take advantage of the downtime instead of like complaining or sulking or listening to all the negativity, like take that as like you got free time right now.
You got a day off from, you got a week off from the market.
Right. And then go rest. And then like the markets are going to bounce back. And when they bounce back, then like you're going to be full force again and do whatever you're going to do. But same thing with businesses. Like it's giving you an opportunity to change your direction on what you want to do. You know, like maybe you hated your job and now you can become an entrepreneur. Maybe you didn't like this. Now you can like change your direction, go back to school. Maybe you haven't taken your vacations. You've been like sitting on 10 weeks of vacation accumulating and you still haven't taken your vacation yet. Like go take your vacation. You know, there's like, it's giving you opportunities. Like life is giving you opportunities. Don't settle, try something new, take advantage of the downtime, turn it into a positive, and then the markets come back and rally, and you're like, oh, I got to do all the things I love to do, and the markets rallied, so now I'm excited.
I touched grass, and then I made the markets go green when I came back.
Right. It's all because you touched grass, probably. It is. But I'm going to give you all, so we're opening up. We have, Flyit bot that we built out a Telegram bot that finds the lowest error everywhere. And I've been sitting on it and not releasing it to the public because I'm like, okay, I have to wait for the perfect timing. But you know what? It's spring. Everybody wants to travel. Everybody wants to try it out. Everyone wants to find the lowest error. You want to find air that you can go LA to Hawaii on all the major carriers for $100. You want to find Hawaii to Australia for $125. You want to find LA to Europe for $200. You want to find, Miami to the Caribbean for $100 on business class. So, this is the perfect time to book all of your travel. And I've been sitting on it because I always want the perfect time. I want everything to be perfect before I do anything. But you know what? Step out of my comfort zone and let's give it to the people to try it out. So if you go on to flyitbot.com, you'll get the information, you'll get the Telegram, and you can get a free trial to try it out and book your air directly with the airlines, but find the lowest air anywhere in the world. Find your destination to your location, wherever you want in the world, 13 months out. Always Tuesday's the best day to search for travel. Travel changes daily. You can do a search. So say I'm in Las Vegas and I want to search anywhere in the world, the lowest price for April 5th. So I go in there and I type Las Vegas to anywhere on April 5th. It'll give me the lowest air. You can be spontaneous and go, oh, I can go to Denver for $30. I think I'm going to fly to Denver on that day. Or he'll say, I can go to Toronto for $100. I think I'm going to fly to Toronto that day. Or I can go to Miami for $25. I think I'm going to fly to Miami that day. So you can have the opportunity to be spontaneous. You can find the lowest air. You can book 13 months out. You can search anywhere in the world, and it changes daily. So it scrapes all the sites all over the world. It finds all the airlines all over the world. It finds all the destinations to the locations up to 13 months out. And try it out. So it's flyitbot.com. So we're going to be opening up our Telegram for that so people can start trying it out and get free trial and try it out. If you go on to the Telegram, you can try it out with a subscription. But if you send a message, then you can try it out for free. So I just wanted y'all to step out of your comfort zone and experience life and do it. Remember, we always want low risk, high reward. If I'm flying to Hawaii and it only costs me $100, that is a low risk, high reward.
I think I would fly to Hawaii for $100.
Right. Step out of your comfort zone and fly for $100, you know?
Well, if I could fly, and this is from Canada, if I can fly from Canada to anywhere for under $100 or $100, that's huge.
Right.
Because Air to Canada, Vegas. Oh my God, I can fly to Vegas tomorrow for
$40.
$40. Yeah. Sign me up. Where do I sign? Right? Take my money.
So you can take those spontaneous trips. I used to take those spontaneous road trips when I was 17. Shh, don't tell anyone. And I would go to Vegas on a road trip. Okay, let's all go to Vegas. Okay, Vegas we go. 5 hours up. Spend the day in Vegas, 5 hours back. So you could do the same thing with air right now. Okay, let's go to Hawaii for 2 days. It's only costing me $100 to go to Hawaii for 2 days. I'm going to go to Hawaii, spend 2 days, fly back, you know, you have that opportunity. Why wouldn't you take it?
I'm going to take advantage of it. I have to take advantage of it. See, and that's another way you can step out of your comfort zone, see a new place, see a new culture, get new experiences. Travel spontaneously.
You can say, hey, I'm going to go to Italy just to eat pizza, stay a couple days, and fly back.
I don't know if the jet lag would be over by that point.
Right. But,
think of
all those people. Their thing is okay, let's fly to Hawaii, go get poke, eat poke for, 2 days, and then fly back. That's an adventure. think of the stories you could tell, like, hey, I went to Hawaii for 2 days just to go eat poke and like go to a luau and go lay on the beach, and then I'm back. And it cost me $200 round trip.
That's traveling, and that's like actually the definition of traveling and flying.
Right. So at the end of, like they say, the end of your life, you look back and your biggest regret is I didn't do what I wanted to do. You would not have that regret. No. You could say, I went to Hawaii, I went to Italy for pizza, I went to Hawaii for poke, I like went to Vegas for a day, I like did this, I did that, I stepped out of my comfort zone, and then that opens up other opportunities for you in your life too.
I flew to Japan and had A5 Wagyu.
Yes. I did that. I spent 7 days there though, but yes, in the heat wave, but it was wonderful. So now we're going to tell you what the markets are going to do. Ready, set, go. Hold on a second. Let me take a sip of water.
We're switching over from touch grass to the last minute. We're going over the last segment now, which is, well, us, our data nerds, our favorite kind of part of the show is the information and the data and telling everyone what we found.
Reasons why. So this is the reasons why you're touching grass until all this stuff happens. Exactly. So think of life, think of strategy, think of cycles, think of historicals. Like, this is always what happens, right? So in the markets, the goal is lower interest rates, no taxes, businesses thriving, the economy thriving. This is the goal. No matter what happens, this is always the goal. The goal is peace. Like, no war, right? You always want the outcomes. Okay, so the markets are always going to reflect if they're favorable to what's going on or they don't like what's going on. If they like what's going on, the markets rally. If they don't like what's going on, then they sell off because they anticipate something's going to happen. But there's always a cause and effect. There's always a strategy and a reason behind every power play that goes on. And if you understand that and you see that, you can go touch grass and have fun and come back to a market that's rallying. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is based off of historical data, strategy, cycles, what happens in the market historically, cause and effect, and reasons why. So when the market is doing what it's doing, we have a lot of reasons why it's doing what it's doing. First, we had an election, so we had a rally in the market. We've been having 3-month cycles. It started with August 5th to November 5th. That was a down cycle. November 5th to February 5th. That was an up cycle. February 5th to May 5th. That's a potential, it's been a down cycle, right? Now we're going to have the next cycle is going to be May 5th to August 5th again. And that's a potential up cycle. So we go up, down, up, down, up, down, right? Okay, that's the first one. Second one, we have the first 100 days in office. First 100 days in office is his legacy. He's doing things to change the world, to change the economy, to put it on the history books. He wants it to end favorably with an up cycle, reason being because it's going to be recorded as his legacy. So he makes all the tough calls in the beginning, right, in the first 100 days. The end of the 100 days is April 30th. So end of 100 days, April 30th, we should have a potential rally in the market before the end of 100 days. If it's a down market, that's going to go down in the history books on his legacy. He does not want that to happen. So he's timing the strategy on everything perfectly. Number two, tariffs across the board. That scared everybody. Tariffs are showing, like, we've been giving you free money for a long time. We've been overextending for a long time. He's negotiating with the countries. You carry a big stick. You ask for the big amounts, and then you negotiate down and then settle, right? Yeah. It's time, value, and money. The three things that affect a market, the three things that affect a negotiation, the three things that affect anything in life. Time, value, and money. Right? If you have time, you have a better negotiating period. If you have money, you're able to negotiate better. If you're in a power position where you don't need it and they do, you're in a higher power position. So anything that you do in life, if you go to buy a house, if you go to buy stocks, if you negotiate with somebody on anything that you do, whoever is favorable in those has a better negotiating position than the other person does. So on tariffs, yes, they were a threat. And so people anticipate if the tariffs carry out, then businesses can be affected in the future. So they built it into the market now. They think if this keeps ongoing forever, it will affect the economy in the future. Yes, it would. But they're still negotiating. It's not put in stone yet. It's not done officially in stone yet. So it's still in negotiations. And yes, it causes the markets to tumble. Okay, the GDP goes down, right? So inflation goes down because people are not buying. If people are not buying, it makes inflation go down. If there's a high demand, low supply causes inflation because the price goes up, high demand, low supply. If you have tariffs, people are not going to buy. So that makes low demand, low supply, right? So yeah, inflation goes down.
And that's the laws of supply and demand. If there's high demand, high supply, then it's going to be a fair market. If it's high demand, low supply, think of it like a release of something that's super limited. Not everyone can get it, and it's going to be very high demand, so the price is going to get driven through the roof.
Right. So tariffs are causing inflation to go down because people are not going to be spending money. We have the Fed meeting March 18th and March 19th. They anticipate the rates will be flat. But if we have low GDP, we have low buying, we have inflation going down, and quote unquote, we're going into a recession, that's a cause to cut rates. So they're driving the economy to favorable so that they'll cut rates, but they anticipate rates will stay flat March 19th. That's the next key time. The next time that the Fed meets again is May 5th. They have that period from March 19th to May 5th to drive the economy back again, right?
Yep.
So we have tariffs, March 19th, lower interest rates, flat interest rates, have that time period from March 19th through May 5th to drive the economy down. Then we have April 30th, end of 100 days. We have April 15th, taxes. So we're trying to be favorable in cutting taxes. We're trying to drive inflation down. We're trying to lower rates, and we're trying to stimulate the economy. So if you're doing strategy, what would you do? All those things are playing out exactly to obtain the end goal. It causes turbulence in the market in the interim, but we still have the 100 days before April 30th on the deadline, and then the Fed doesn't meet again until May 5th. So we have the key dates, March 19th, Fed meeting, April 15th, taxes. We have April 30th, end of 100 days, and we have May 5th, the next time the Fed meets. So after the Fed meets March 19th, we anticipate with volume coming back into the market, that the market will come strong again. They have until April 30th. That's the end of 100 days to stimulate the economy, make the economy strong, bring back stocks, bonds, crypto, lower taxes, keep inflation down, and have a surplus back in the market. So those are our key times. And this is how we're ending it. Go touch grass. See the market's going to be favorable. Do your own research, not financial advice, but these are the key things.
Hope you stay till the end to get the juice. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.